Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Mysterious Minis, the weekly minisodes where we talk about new events and new books that are happening in store and online. I'm your host, Gary, and while Becca had every intention of being here, their power went out, like, literally 10 minutes ago, and we are... So it's just me. I'm doing double duty this week and am hosting both this one and our Thursday pod, which is going to be a feature of new booksellers that we have at the store. So stay tuned for that on Thursday. But it's just me, and there are so many. I know I've said this in the past that, like, we have a lot of events sometimes. There's so many events. Y'all, I think there's something every day, and I have four different things to talk about for Friday. So we're going to jump right into events. Starting tonight, this afternoon, actually, 4 o'clock, Karen Slaughter is going to be in conversation with Alifair Burke, talking about her new book, False Witness. Apparently, there are going to be some surprise special guests to help celebrate the launch of the book. This one is out brand new today. We are going to have signed book plates available from Karen Slaughter. I don't think they're personalized. I think they're signed only. So if you place an order for that in the next week, make sure that you put a note in your description that you'd like a book plate. Also today, at 7 o'clock, with signed book plates available as well. I think these ones are signed and or personalized. You can get them personalized if you'd like. We are going to have Fabian Nicieza in conversation with Peter Melnick talking about his new book, Suburban Dicks, which is a noir title that came out, I think, last month. This one came out June 22nd. I don't remember. I think it should have come up at the time it came out, but it's supposed to be really fun. He's also Fabian is an Argentine-American comic book writer and editor known for work on X-Men, X-Force, New Heroes, Cable, Deadpool, and Thunderbolts. Suburban Dicks is his debut novel. So that is tonight also. Let's see. Tomorrow, Chris Barron is going to be in conversation with Rajani LaRocca. He's talking about his new book, The Magical Imperfect, and she is talking about Much Ado About Baseball. Both of those, I think, were out within June as well. So this should be fun. We're going to have signed books and book plates, I think, from both. Yeah, you can do signed and or personalized book plates from both authors. So make sure to get those orders in as well. A couple of different kinds of events going on the rest of this week. Thursday, at 7 o'clock, we are going to have a book recommendation party with Penguin Random House. I believe some reps from Penguin are going to be, joining us and talking about new adult, YA and children's books that they're excited about that are coming out in the next several, months, I think. So that's going to be on our Crowdcast. No specific author being featured there. It's just going to be a bunch of stuff from Penguin. On Friday, we have a couple of different big events that are going on this weekend. Comic-Con at Home is happening. This is traditionally when, you know, San Diego Comic-Con will be occurring this time of year because everything is still virtual. We're doing a bunch of panels and stuff. We're going to be having books for a bunch of the panels and things that they are doing. Their stuff Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not going to go through this whole list. There's tours doing female stories of empowerment. We're going to have book plates for Erica Ridley and Shannon Garrity for a romance pro tag. Baking Cupcakes, Anthony Gothics, and more romantic pro tags on Friday. Star Wars High Republic is also going to have a big thing. We're going to have signed books for both Justina Ireland's Out of the Shadows and Daniel Jose Older's Race to Crash Point Tower. We also have book plates available for Charles Soule and Kevin Scott, who wrote Light of the Jedi and then Rising Storm, respectively. I believe there's going to be like a Fierce Reads panel on Saturday. I think that there's a panel called Once Upon a Baker's Dozen, which I don't know if that's going to be like an anthology thing or what. There's a couple different There's a couple different Thor panels, comic book one and Fantasy Evolutions or Revolutions. There's an Adventure Zone panel. Unfortunately, we don't have any signed Adventure Zone stuff, but we do have signed up, I think, book plates for Bubble, from Jordan Morris, Sarah Morgan, and Tony Cliff. And then there's a big YA panel also on Sunday that we're going to have signed book plates for Callan, Kaylin Barron, Alexis Ned, Lillian Rivera, and Katie Zhao. There's also a exclusive Penguin Teen Mystery YA box that has two books and an advanced reader copy plus swag that's going to be on sale this weekend only. Check out the link for this in the episode description, because like I said, there is a lot of stuff going on. Y'all know I'm going to be watching this High Republic thing for sure. We'll talk about it when I get into books that I've read this week, I guess. I'm all caught up and it's great. Going on this weekend, I think Saturday and Sunday, we're having the Mysterious Galaxy reopening celebration. We've been open to the public again for, I think we're going on 2 months now. It was June 1st. And, now we're doing like a big, like birthday bash, not birthday bash, but like a big reopening celebration. It's not, you know, we're hoping that it's not too, too crazy, but we're going to have like a scavenger hunt and story time and like spin the wheel prizes. We're going to have, booksellers sharing different things that we've been working on. I think we're going to feature the D&D meetup and some of our book clubs. I believe Becca's going to be there to talk about, the Patreon. I'm going to be there to talk about the podcast. It should be a good time. I expect it's going to be pretty busy. Masks are going to be required, so please make sure that you wear your masks when you come to the store. Wow, the first thing on activities is meet our podcast hosts, Gary and Becca. That's pressure. But yeah, we're going to take some short Q&As. We're going to take some listener suggestions for stuff that we're going to do in the future, things like that. So it should be a good time. If you like the energy of me and Becca when we're kind of like poking each other while we're on the minisodes together, like that's just going to be the whole day. I think the two of us just like ribbing each other, and it should be a good time. Let's see. Also on Friday, Escondido's virtual library author chat series is happening again. They're doing a YA fantasy panel featuring Emily Collins, Shannon Price, Caitlin Sangster and Adrian Tooley are all going to be talking. We are going to have books available. I think we're going to have book plates for, looks like just Caitlin Sangster's book. But it should be fun. That is, sorry, there are so many of these books. She Who Rides the Storm, which is described as Wicked Saints meets There Will Come a Darkness. Four teens drawn into a high-stakes heist in the perilous tomb of an ancient shapeshifter king. Wow, that sounds great. I don't want to read any more of this. That sounds awesome. Caitlin Sangster has a middle grade debut as well in A Baker's Guide to Robber Pie. It says, a fun fairy tale filled with adventure, friendship, baking, and the power of a tale well told. That's cute. Also, on Friday, Young Adult Book Club is meeting again. This time they are going to be talking about Eat Your Heart Out from Kelly Devos, which came out a couple weeks ago. I think this looks rad. It is a like zombie apocalypse story. Looks cool. Looks very cool. Only one more event to get through. I told y'all, we have so many events, right? So like, that's Friday. We have the weekend event, which is Comic-Con, and the reopening ceremony. That sounds way more pretentious than I meant it to. On Monday at 5:00, we're going to have a virtual panel event featuring Palm Springs Noir. Barbara DeMarco Barrett, Rob Bowman, Rob Reberge are going to be in conversation with Hallie Sutton to talk about their work on Palm Springs Noir, edited by Barbara, with stories from a bunch of different authors, including those that I've mentioned. That one just came out a couple weeks ago, beginning of the month. So check those out. We're going to have book plates available. It's going to be signed by Barbara DeMarco Barrett, the editor. Please be aware that if you place an order and you want a book plate, it's probably going to take a couple weeks for us to get those to you. I think we have the books already, so we can send the books, and we'll probably send the book plates separately, because the deadline for that is 1 week from the event, which is, you know, almost 2 weeks from today. So keep an eye out for those. That is all of our events. So many events. But it should be fun. There's also a bunch of books out this week. I was going to talk about a couple that I think I'm going to skip doing like the deep dive on now. But She Who Became the Sun by Shelley Parker Chan is out this week. This one is Mulan meets the Song of Achilles. It's like a retelling about the founding of the Ming Dynasty, which looks really cool. It is a, about a woman who takes the place of her brother when he dies and ends up like doing the Mulan thing and, takes her identity to takes her brother's identity and enters a monastery as a young male novice. They are propelled with a burning desire to survive. Zhu learns she's capable of doing whatever it takes, no matter how callous, to stay hidden from her fate. He's fated for greatness. She was fated for nothing. And so she, when he dies, she takes his place kind of deal. Sounds great. This cover is gorgeous. Very excited. Also out this week, there's a Louise Candlish book, Other Passenger. The Council of Animals by Nick McDonald looks really cool. Catherine Valenti has a new book, The Past is Red. Chuck Wendig has a book, The Book of Accidents, that just came out. Lots and lots of stuff. We also have a bunch of, like, kids' Halloween stuff has started coming out. I know that October is still... Oh, I know that October's only, like, 2 months away. 3 months away from now is Halloween, which is wild. Hardly Haunted by Jesse Sema. How to Hide a Ghost by Mackenzie Haley. Vamp Penguin by Lucy Ruth Cummins, all out this week. So there's going to be, you know, a bunch of that stuff. Should all be a really good time. We also have, because of Comic-Con at Home, some early on sale titles. Again, I entreat you to go and check out the website for those. I am, of course, going to be really excited about us having Justina Ireland's Out of the Shadows. That's the High Republic book that comes out next Tuesday, the 27th. We have early on sale and they're signed. Also, we're going to be doing an event with Justina Ireland. And if you make sure to put in a order from that event page, we also have a limited number of some High Republic swag. There's these cool little light up buttons, I believe, that they sent us. I think those are only for people who buy the book for our event. Which I know is like, sounds very specific, but we have 100 copies of the signed book for Comic-Con at Home, and not a lot of those people are going to like attend our stuff. So, you know, the priority is going to go to people who are buying them from the event page, I think. Or just make a comment in your order comments. That's probably the best way to do it. I think that's all for events and books that I really want to like dig into. Should be a fun week. Like I said, lots and lots of stuff going on. Time is weird. I'm recording this early. Over the weekend was North Park Book Fair. I believe that was probably a lot of fun. We did stuff with Verbatim Books, and I think there's a bunch of other like local bookstores that have pop-up tents down in North Park. Was a very good time. We really appreciate everyone that came out. I think all the stuff that we had is stuff that we normally carry on the floor of the store. So we had some signs out that we took down there. I don't know if we sold through those. If not, we're still going to have those available, of course. Please come this coming weekend for our reopening bash, because I want to sell all the stuff we have a lot of stock of so that I don't have to worry about figuring out where they're going to go in the back room with the rest of the inventory stuff, because that is a nightmare. That's too much behind the scenes. I should stop before I dig myself a deeper hole. What have I been reading? I've just been reading Star Wars stuff still. I'm done. I finished Justina Ireland's Out of the Shadows, which means I'm currently all caught up on High Republic books. I really, really like these books, you guys. If you're a fan of Star Wars, this new era has been really cool, and it feels like it's leading up to something, like, significant in a way that I didn't expect. Like, the further we get into this, the more I'm like, they've just been laying groundwork so far. Like, the Nihil threat is growing, and we're getting introduced to these characters that have, like, really rich internal struggles. All of the Jedi are very well written. And there's definitely, like, a threat of something big and bad that's coming that I think even the books haven't done justice for yet. And I'm just really thrilled to see where it goes. I don't even know what the next Higher, I guess, tune into the panel on Friday and find out what the next Higher Republic stuff is going to be. That should be a good time. Thank you, of course, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for coming and joining and following along. Like I said, on Thursday, we're going to have an episode featuring our newest booksellers, Michelle and Kristen, who do social media stuff for us. Kristen, you might have seen on our TikTok, is doing the Miss Galaxy and the mystery of the death of Norb and stuff like that, which should be a good time. I don't even know where that's going. I just like let her do her thing and I just like pop in and go, oh my God, this is so funny. And then Michelle has been kind of stepping up and doing a lot of the social media stuff that Kylie was doing since Kylie left to go to school. She's going to grad school. So we might have her on future podcasts, but you won't be able to catch her in store. Cause I think she's going to like Minnesota or something for school. So good for her. We're all very excited, but it's a little bittersweet, you know? So that's going to be on Thursday. Another mini-sode next week. Come see us on Friday at the birthday. I keep saying birthday bash, but that's not what this is. At the reopening bash party thing. And give us your suggestions. Like I said, we took listener suggestions for the mental health episode. Then we are more than willing to take other ones from customers and from listeners. Because, you know, we want to know what y'all want to hear us talk about. That should be fun. Please do that. If you want to email us, you can email us at mistgalaxypod@gmail.com. You can find us on all social media at Mist Galaxy Books. And thank you, of course, to Austin Farmer for allowing us to use our intro and outro music. That's Kill the Farm Boy off his off his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. Check that out in the episode description below. And yeah, we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.